Hello, GamerNode. This is Jason Finelli, your associate editor, with an audio review of What Did I Do to Deserve This, My Lord 2 on the Sony PSP. Now, I've chosen the audio review route for this game because I've stared blankly at my screen trying to think of the words to write about a game like this, and I can't find them. So because of that, here I am with my audio review, and I hope you enjoy it. Now, what did I do to deserve this, My Lord 2? You, in this game, you are basically the god of destruction. And your overlord, Badman, is instructing you on how to create chaos in the world. In each land, you build dungeons by digging through the soil, creating paths, generating monsters. And after a certain amount of time, heroes come into your dungeon and try to steal your overlord. Now, this does sound crazy, but it's actually kind of fun. It's kind of fun in that you can actually balance the entire ecosystem of the dungeon. Like if you hit a certain block, the slime monster appears, and the slime monster gives other blocks more nutrients. And then when there's enough nutrients in this block, it'll create an Omnom. Yes, Omnom. They're very in tune with their internet lingo, which is a little bug. And then that little bug will eat the slime, and that's how that'll maintain itself. So you have to create more slime. And then the more nutrients you get, you can also create lizards, which will eat the Omnoms, and then the lizard men will be eaten by the dragons, and there's also golems that you can find throughout the world, so on and so forth. And in doing so, you're creating your own little ecosystem, your own little world of creatures that you need to maintain and lead in the charge against the other, the heroes that come into your dungeon. What makes this game interesting is the humor, and besides the actual playing of the game itself, the humor that Badman has is very funny. It keeps you very in tune. It keeps you very light and happy as you're playing through as the God of Destruction, which is strange that you're light and happy as the God of Destruction, but whatever. At one point, he talks about himself and he says that his power level is zero. He is powerless to help in the fight against the heroes. However, if any woman asks, his power is about 53 million. And there's another part where he goes through a long explanation, and you can tap X to go through his explanation. At the very end, he says, listen, if you don't like my eloquence, please don't machine gun the button. All you're going to do is wear that poor button out. And I laughed. I thought that was very funny and very very creative of the development team to throw those little jabs in there at the player. What I did not like about the game is the difficulty level. And let me tell you, it is hard. Very hard. I found myself so frustrated at times because I thought I built the perfect ecosystem, the perfect amount of monsters, two dragons, a golem, all of it, and then I was destroyed. I was destroyed. A hero just comes in and lights torches and throws magic and swords and just obliterates my entire little world, and it pissed me off entirely, and this happened entirely too much. I am rather lenient in my games. I don't get mad often, and I've said before that a game that gets me mad is a good game, but this got me mad to the point where it was almost insulting. It was too much at once. I found myself playing the second level. There's three stages in the second level, and I kept dying at the third level. I played it for about 3 hours, where I kept dying at the third stage of the second level. And it keeps making you go back to the first stage. So you have to do the whole thing over again. It doesn't make you go back to the stage. It makes you go back to the beginning of the level, which is incredibly frustrating and not fair and not fun. And anyone who is just picking up the game, ooh, what's this, is going to see that and be like, nope, forget it. I don't care. I just went through all that to have to do it again. I don't think so. Not good. I did like the graphical approach. It's very 8-bit. It's very classic. Reminds me a lot of NES and Super Nintendo style, while looking current and still looking nice. It's very, very current in its graphical approach. The music is very good too. The music sounds like a medieval setting, like pan flute and drum. It's something you would hear at the Renaissance Fair or this, like kind of like the minstrel in Monty Python and the Holy Grail, to use a term, though they're not singing about Bravely Bold Sir Robin. It kind of sounds like that, and I like that. I like that style because it is set in a medieval era where you're the bad guy trying to take over the kingdoms to create your own world of destruction. So I like the music choice. And the play itself is interesting. The fact that you can evolve the slime monster into a orange slime monster who passes off more nutrients, and every once in a while mushrooms will sprout up and you can hit them and create more nutrients, which will then produce the mana flame, which is the flame monster or the magic monster. It's very, very cool. But overall, the sheer insane difficulty is unbearable at times, and it's a real turnoff to someone who does not have a lot of time to play. If you have a lot of time to dedicate, absolutely, play it. But if you don't, it's just going to make you angry, and it might be something you might have rent first to see if you can devote the time to it. As for my rating, I am giving it a 3 out of 5. GamerNode's new scale is a 5-point scale, and I am giving it a 3 out of 5 because, like I said, it is enjoyable. It has its moments. You'll be laughing. You'll be enjoying the uppity music of it. However, you'll be banging your head against the wall through sheer frustration. Now, that's not to say I didn't enjoy being challenged. I enjoy being challenged. Demon Souls challenged me. I liked it. The thing is, when I'm getting angry at Demon Souls, my controller is taking the brunt of it. When I'm getting angry at this, I have a $200 device in my hand that I don't want to break. So it's not something I like being frustrated at. Having said that, if you want to learn the game, then absolutely play it. It gets a little confusing at times, being able to balance like what creature eats this and what creature eats that. It's a lot to take in. And there are tutorials in the beginning, but there are not, other than tutorials, there's not a lot of leeway for someone who is new to the series. So if you have the time to dedicate and learn and play, then you will really enjoy it, and I highly recommend it. But if you do not, and there's a majority of you out there who play casually, this might not be the game for you, because you'll be banging your head against the wall and tearing your hair out trying to get past a level like the second level. So my final rating, 3 out of 5, which is not the best game ever made, but certainly not the worst game ever made. It has a lot going for it, and I look forward to seeing what they may do with it in the future. That is my audio review of What Did I Do to Deserve This 2 for the Sony PSP by Nippon Ichi Software. I am Associate Editor Jason Finelli. You guys have a nice day.